Jeremiah thought the reason he couldn't be a prophet was because he was too young and didn't know how to speak. God doesn't buy it. And he reminds Jeremiah that he will not be alone. Jeremiah learns an important lesson, and that is the ministry is never a solo operation. God will be with him. God will sustain, fortify, and deliver his young prophet nevertheless. God does not hide the hostility that is coming Jeremiah's way. The people will war against his young prophet, as they do all the prophets, but to no avail. God will put his word, into the mouth of Jeremiah. And this word of God will pluck up, tear down, make destruction and violence, and this word of God will build and it will plant. God's word is always an active word when spoken. It does things. And Jeremiah would have this word in his mouth. Therefore, his age and inexperience are irrelevant. God set him apart to be his prophet, his messenger to the people. And he would speak the everlasting, powerful, holy word of the Most High God. Young, afraid, inexperienced, yet consecrated by God to do his work and preach his word. That's Jeremiah. Using fragile, weak sinners to accomplish divine purposes is no problem for your God. The God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who knew you before he put you in your mother's womb, uses low, fragile, frail, sinful people to proclaim his mighty word. Nothing has changed. The office of the holy ministry is established by God to bring you his word, a word that destroys self-confidence and reliance on the flesh. A word that makes us new creatures, trusting in our Lord who pardons our sin. In the beginning of worship, in the divine service, we confess our sins, all of them, even the ones we are not aware of. But after that confession, the pastor will say, "In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That forgiveness, friends, is God's forgiveness. It is God's forgiveness spoken to you through that man charged by God to absolve penitent sinners. God's word imparts to you his righteousness, his forgiveness, and it is yours by faith. That word of God is the word the pastor speaks as he stands where God has put him. And he says what God commands him to speak. You, all of you, confessed your sins today. God's response is forgiveness. I pardon you of all of your sin. Go in my peace, says your Lord. Your God. Jeremiah preached God's word, a word that plucks up and plants, it destroys and builds. Friends, God's law cuts and it plucks away our self-righteousness. There is no room for gloating in the presence of God, none. We are but dust and ashes. His precious gospel builds and it plants within us hearts of faith. When the fire reduces us to nothing, it is God who lifts up, restores, strengthens, and establishes. He pardons you of your sin. He gives you his kingdom, and he showers you with his love, a love that is manifested in the work and person of Jesus Christ. Having a guilty conscience is like swimming with an iron weight, and it drags you down, and you taste death. Hearing God declare unto you that you are forgiven, you are my child, I died to redeem you and call you my own. Hearing that message, that gospel, is the most powerful remedy for any conscience seized by sin. Being baptized means you live in Christ. It means you daily live washed and forgiven. But have you ever thought, while hearing the gospel, something like, well, I'm glad my sins are forgiven, but I got news for you. What I really need is knees that work. My problem, Pastor, my problem is heart disease. My problem is bad eyesight, Parkinson's, fatigue, obesity, back pain, stress. My problem is old age, deafness, blindness, cancer. You ever thought like this? When we're young and the vigor of youth is on our side, you don't think about aging bodies. What is that? What is 30? 35 in my case. But it always happens. You young people, it always happens. You wake up one morning to the inevitable, obvious observation and conclusion, which is, I'm not 21 anymore. My friends, dealing with chronic pain associated with an aging body, it's excruciating and it's depressing as you deal with the reality of now having to expel tremendous amounts of energy to do tasks you once did without breaking a sweat. You didn't even think about it. And you want healing. You want relief. You want a body that works again. And sometimes, hey, sometimes in our minds, the forgiveness of sins takes a back seat to relief from physical pain. The truth is, your God cares about your physical body. He does. Your God cares about your healing. Just the word resurrection. We confess that word. We confess it in the creeds that we say on Sunday mornings. Just that word resurrection means to rise again, and that includes your physical body. You will rise again in the flesh, and you will see your God face to face. The gospel lesson for this morning is from Luke. And when we look at Luke, this passage for this morning, we see Jesus healing people. He silences and expels demons. He heals Peter's mother-in-law from a severe fever. And the people bring to Jesus all sorts of people with various maladies and sicknesses, and Jesus puts his hands on them, and he heals them. Oh yes, God cares about their suffering. He cares about their pain, and he gives them relief. Please do not think that the gospel is something different from bodily healing, because it is not. The forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of your sin, is always intimately tied to bodily healing. What I mean is this: being baptized into Christ, believing in the gospel, having faith, yes, it means all of your sin is put away. Christ has done it. But it also means you share in his resurrection. You share in a life as he lives. You have a share in Christ. As he lives, so do you. And our Lord Jesus, our Lord lives beyond the tomb. And he lives in perpetual glory and perpetual exaltation, without sin and free from the effects of sin. Sin, it's always the reason for sickness. Sin is the reason for decaying bodies that age and wither, like that dying flower drying to a crisp after bearing the sun's heat. Sin is the reason we die. So to hear that your sin is forgiven, That means also that the sickness and diseases that plague us on account of sin really are no more. Meaning, bodily pain is not the end for those who belong to God in Christ. When you go to be with your Lord and your God, because you are His child, and He has put away your sin, and you believe it by faith, you will step into that time when all the sickness, all the disease marking this fallen world will have been destroyed. Bank on it. Your God has said it, and He will not go back on His word. Because of Jesus, friends. Because Christ Jesus bears our sin at the cross, we can also appropriately say He bears our sicknesses and even our diseases. This ransom, this payment for sin by Jesus is the good news that God continues to bring to you through His servants. It is interesting to note that when Jesus is going to leave Capernaum, the people beg Him to stay. And our Lord responds in a very compassionate way. He says, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. Christ is a preacher. Our Lord preaches to His people. And He brings good tidings of joy. He preaches good news by telling the people that He is the one sent. He is the one sent by the Father to save you from sin, to rescue you from death, and bring you into His kingdom. And His emphasis on preaching should perk our ears to pay close attention to God's proclaimed word today. Because again, the good news of sins forgiven means your sickness, your disease, whatever afflicts your body, these things are not forever, and they never will be. Suffering is always temporary for the believer. Abiding in Christ, believing who He is and what He has done, only means you have a kingdom, a paradise, free from sin, free from affliction. As God spoke through Jeremiah, He speaks through His pastors even today. Called to bring you the good news of Jesus. Wherever you are at, whatever you are dealing with, God is aware of it. He sees what you are going through. He sees what you endure. And so He sent His Son for you. To die for you, to cleanse you, to wash you, to forgive you, to give you His kingdom. And in Him, in Christ, you will endure all of it. Your God will make sure of it. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus from now unto life everlasting. Amen.